Welcome to Milestone Moments, the show where we explore the journeys that lead to success. I'm Sheila Slick, your host and founder of 5 Milestones. In every episode, we will bring you insights from the minds of entrepreneurs, leaders, and experts who will share not just their expertise, but the milestone moments that have reshaped their journeys and led to significant achievements. So if you're looking for motivation, you're in the right place. Subscribe now and discover the milestones that mark the path to success. Welcome to another episode of Milestone Moments in Business and Leadership. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. And today, my special guest is Cassandra Hamilton. Cassandra is a seasoned professional with over 10 years of experience in health quality improvement, coaching, business analysis, and implementation of digital health tools. Her mission in life is to identify and bridge gaps in systems with the people they were designed to serve. And with a background in global health, biology, international development, and coaching, she supports high achievers balance outer success with inner fulfillment. She's also a leadership and alignment coach, best-selling author, speaker, and founder of Ready, Set, Realign. Welcome to the show, Cassandra.
Thank you so much for having me, Sheila. I'm so excited.
Well, I look forward to learning about you, your journey, and your work. What led you to become an alignment coach?
Really, my own process of burnout. So I've always known that I wanted to use what I could learn to share with others and create a positive impact in the world. That has always been my mission. And I went to India with my family when I was 13 years old, and I saw so many health disparities and inequities between India and Canada, where I'm from. And I came home with just this inner fire to try to bridge gaps between what I was seeing there and what was happening at home. And I didn't understand why people weren't talking about it. So that led me to pursue a master's of science in global health and work in 11 different countries and come home and try to figure out how I could make a difference in my own context of Canada. So for the last decade, I've been working with marginalized communities, First Nations communities in Canada, to try to bridge gaps in, like, a lot of remote health centers will be using paper systems still to gather health information. So you can imagine the duplication and the cracks that, you know, lost information, et cetera, et cetera. So it was like, how do we use digital tools to bring them to these remote areas and create cultural appropriateness around the documentation and health information management needs of these communities? So it's really bridging the gap between the needs of this community and what was out there that could serve them should it be implemented appropriately and with a lot of cultural appropriateness in mind. So my own burnout journey, though, started when I was in that process and I was working for Doctors of BC in quality improvement right after my master's. Three of my family members passed away. My dog died and my relationship ended. And this all happened within a few months. And I just fell on the floor one day, you know, as a high achiever. I kept going to a point where my body wouldn't let me. And I just fell on the floor and I like put my hands up and I was like, I give up. I was so anxious and so depleted and so confused because I wanted to make a difference, but the societal path before me didn't allow for that. You know, I got there, I had the apartment downtown, I had the job, I was doing what I thought was good work, though it was slow because it was with government. And I felt this emptiness, this feeling of burnout. And since then, I've gone through my own personal growth journey while I've gone through my professional journey. And I really started to journal about my process. And through reading back through my journals, I recognize like, wow, there's a lot of tools here that I've integrated that I can share with other people to try to support them in a faster way from, you know, from a place of burnout and confusion and challenge to get to a place of fulfillment with what they're meant to be doing in life in a sustained fashion. Because you can't push and be externally, you know, achieving all the time without actually aligning with what's going to sustain you as a person and your foundation. So that's what I do now, is I bridge gaps with people and systems and then what's in between. Just super passionate about it.
So is there like a formula to define high achiever? I often wonder, because if it relies on one own self-awareness to say, I'm a high achiever, what are some things that we can think about or reflect about to decide whether or not we are high achievers?
Yeah, well, I think that if you value productivity and achievement, and those are driving factors for you, and you're always trying to, you feel good about yourself the more you achieve, then I would just, that's a good sign that you're a high achiever. And you also won't resonate with the word burnout, because you feel like you can do it all. You can keep it all together. You've got this, you know, and you don't need help. So my challenge has been, you know, reaching these people before the time of burnout, and helping people self-identify that actually, you know, I could really use support because I know that something's missing. There's like this emptiness inside, and there's always this chasing and the anxiety of the future rather than just like a feeling of peace and fulfillment. So really it's just through conversations and education that people start to understand, like, hey, you know, I am experiencing these things and I think I do need a bit of support to realign what's happening on the inside with what I'm trying to achieve on the outside.
So tell me a little bit about how you lead with your four-phase inside out framework, where you guide teams and individuals. You help them identify limiting patterns, strengthen their emotional resilience, and align with their inner world and their outward accomplishments, of course, because they're high achievers.
Yes. Yeah, so again, this happened through the process of writing out my journey and going through my journals. And so I wasn't actually setting out to write a book. But what I recognized is there was four phases that I went through in order to get where I am now. And that I turned into my four-phase inside-out framework. And that's the framework that I use now to guide people through my coaching programs, either individually or as a group. I love working with groups because we often think that we're alone in the feelings that we're having. And the burnout process. But when you can start seeing yourself through the eyes and stories of other people, you start to understand that we are all connected and we're all going through this together. And so I just find it such a supportive environment to facilitate. And I feel so humbled to lead groups that way. So my four-phase approach is, the first one is to observe yourself. So to remove yourself and look at things as an observer, then to understand where these patterns have come from. Usually it's linked to messages of, you know, people like people pleasing patterns or being told that achievement was the only way that you had value, that kind of thing, like identifying these patterns and understanding after you've observed the pattern. Then you go into the break free phase, which is about introducing new ways of looking at things, reframing things, trying new tools. And then the fourth phase, of course, is starting to live from inside out and valuing the foundation that you've created first and foremost as a vehicle to then achieve sustainably.
And so you have two books. You're a two-time published author. From the Inside Out, that is the framework that you're describing now, and your coaching program.
Yes, that's right. And so it's called The Magic of Realigning from the Inside Out. And the magic part of it is the idea that, oh, I get goosebumps every time I talk about this, but we are magicians of our life. And this is why I went into biology, because I was so fascinated with the miracles and the timing of everything that needed to happen for even us just to take one breath. you know, the thousands of processes that need to happen in our body for one breath. So I felt like that was magic. And so I've always had this sort of magical this perspective that life is magical if we allow it to be and if we can see it that way. So I've always been fascinated by words as well. And the word abracadabra literally means, with my word, I create. So I started to think about that. I'm like, okay, where do words come from? Well, they're thoughts. We have a thought. The thought becomes a word. The word becomes an action in our identity. And that becomes our reality. So we are literally every day creating magic through communication and through the words that we're using. So that's where the concept of magic comes in, because I try my very best to be intentional about the words that I use and how I'm saying things, and living life intentionally also very much, impacts and frames the coaching that I provide, because it's all about taking a step back, pausing, and choosing to react differently than we have.
So for this year, what is your next milestone?
Well, I had an epiphany recently, because I'm a leadership and alignment coach, and I really put myself out there with this book. And then I started to say to myself, okay, the sales approach of like outreach and like trying to like find clients, you know, to make this a sustainable business, like it just, there was something that was misaligned for me, and it felt a bit crunchy and frustrating, if I'm quite honest. And I didn't quite understand what needed to shift. So I took a step back myself in my business, and I was like, okay, what's important to me? Community, contribution, connection. What if I start there? So my mission this year is to create community and give other women voice and support by hosting events that allow women to come and hear from other women who've gone through similar processes and be seen and heard and identify with each other, and also give platforms for women leaders who want to share their top tips from what they've learned on their journey. And from there, I would like to create a book series to amplify and create more impact and more reach with these stories, because many hands make light work. And the more we do this together and support each other, there's like this collective support that happens. And that is the positive ripple effect that I want to create in the world. And I just know that, you know, from that place, it feels so much more in alignment than the approach of sales and, you know, everything else. This feels so much better. So I've had a big shift in the last week and everything is starting to fall into place. So I know it's the right move, and I'm so excited for this year.
And as a two-time best-selling author, it aligns with what you're doing. So it's just the next phase, like an evolution of your own journey.
Yes.
Before we wrap this up, what is one key takeaway that we can learn from you today and take a step towards living a better life?
In this day and age, it is so easy to get overwhelmed and anxious about the future, the state of the world, security, the climate, you know, anything. There's so many things to get worried about. And so it creates this feeling of reactivity to what's happening outside. So if we can take a step back, I always say that the power is in the pause. Your magic and the way that you show up in the world starts with taking a pause, choosing how you're going to respond, because how we show up determines how we feel on the inside, right? And if it doesn't matter what's happening out there, it can be water off a duck's back if you're in the right headspace and if you're feeling good about where you are in your body, your nervous system is regulated. So I would say if there's one takeaway, it would be to start to take a pause. Every time you get reactive to something, take a pause. And there's many tools you can use from that point, which I can share with you and guide you through. But that is the first step. And that's where life starts to become magical again.
I love that. So where can we find you online?
My website is www.readysetrealign.ca. My book, The Magic of Realigning from the Inside Out, is on Amazon and 50 other platforms. There's an audiobook coming out soon. And I'm super open to just, if anyone wants to connect with me, I have a QR code behind me here, and you can just book into my calendar. I just love connecting, so virtual coffee is all over my calendar, and I love it. So feel free to reach out, and if you heard anything you liked today, I'd love to talk about it further. I'm obviously very passionate about this.
Thank you so much for joining me. I will make sure to leave your links in the description of the show.
Thank you so much, Sheila. I appreciate you providing this platform for me to share.
And thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Milestone Moments in Business and Leadership. Until next time.